It was one of the most intriguing scenes in the movie American Beauty, a plastic bag floating artfully in the wind. But most plastic bags you see littering the streets are not nearly as artful. One British documentary maker followed a bag to the sea and found tons of others just like it, choking turtles and dolphins. She returned home to tiny Modbury, England, and convinced its 1,500 residents to ditch the plastic bags. And now Modbury bills itself as the first plastic bag-free town in all of Europe. With me is Adam Searle of McGill's Delicatessen in Modbury. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Now, why were the shopkeepers, all 43 of you, receptive to the idea of no more shopping bags?
It was Rebecca Hoskins is a freelance camera woman, and she'd made this terrific film in Hawaii. Hawaii acts like a basin and draws a lot of pollution, all the plastic and that lot in the sea, to it. She'd got back from making this film, and she showed me it, and it's startling. The imagery on it is incredible. Dolphins chasing plastic bags, thinking they're jellyfish to eat them. A lot of albatrosses, which had died and decomposed, and their insides full of plastic cigarette lighters, toys, and things like that. I saw this film, and it really had a big impact on me. Then a few nights later we were talking, I just said I was being a complete hypocrite issuing plastic bags and feeling this way. So the next stage is we decided to show Rebecca's film to the entire town, all the traders. So we invited them to the local gallery. We meanwhile got in contact with several alternative producers of plastic bags, like the cornstarch bags, potato starch, cloth bags. And then we approached the traders as to what we're planning to do, become the first town that didn't issue plastic bags.
So how are you, Simon the Butcher, and everyone else, how are you bagging your products?
Me and Simon the Butcher, we're using cornstarch bags, which are 100% biodegradable. If you fill them with potato peelings, onion peelings, bung them on your compost heap, they'll completely break down in a couple of weeks. What we wanted to do was reduce the amount of bags we were giving out, whether they're cornstarch or paper. So what we decided to do for carrier bags, we actually made a charge of 5 pence for every carrier bag.
It's a plastic bag.
Not the plastic, the cornstarch ones or the paper ones. Whereas I was issuing 150 plastic bags a day, now I'm selling probably at most 5 cornstarch bags at 5 pence a day.
Well, a lot of people use plastic bags for their own garbage at home or to, you know, pick up their dog's droppings, things like that. What are people going to use now?
That's one of the things that I've always thought is absolutely insane. Dogs' droppings, obviously, are completely biodegradable. We put them in a plastic bag and so essentially mummify them so they last forever. We haven't banned plastic bags. If somebody comes in with a plastic carrier bag, all great, because it's reusing. We have got bins set up where we're actually having a club, an amnesty bin, where people can put their plastic bags into the amnesty bin. And we've got a guy who comes down and collects them every so often. And he's got an innovative process where it changes the structure. And these are actually being made into a different kind of plastic. And these are being made into plastic chairs. And these are exhibited in the local gallery.
Talk about reusing. That's fantastic. Adam Searle of McGill's Delicatessen in Modbury, England. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.